The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Everybody, welcome to your Monday installment of The News Show. Sorry, we're a little bit late today. It's been one of those Mondays that really feels like a Monday. It is February 3rd. Yep, brand new month, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend for you right now in about 5 minutes. So we're all pretty much aware of what's going on in China right now that's starting to spread everywhere. Yeah, I'm talking about the coronavirus. What's it got to do with tech? Well, it's got a little bit to do with Apple. That is, if you're currently in China right now, you may not be even going to an Apple store. You're probably in quarantine right about as we speak. In any case, Apple has actually shut down all of its stores and its corporate offices in China because of the novel coronavirus that's going around. Now, if you're a stockholder of Apple, yeah, this might concern you a bit, considering the fact that Apple has about a quarter of its operating income in China. However, though, Apple did say they would keep their online stores in operation, meaning, yes, if you are the ones over there right now in self-quarantine, you can still get a MacBook Pro delivered to you. As far as when operations will resume, we're hearing about February 9th, although that is tentative for now. Staying with, well, somewhat Apple news, at least for iOS users and for Twitter users. Finally, Twitter's decided to add threaded replies in iOS. This is actually in line with a design change that's actually taking place today, but actually does not require an update. By the looks of it, the change is completely on Twitter's end. Also for the fact that when you go into the App Store, you don't have an update for Twitter. According to Twitter, the new layout makes it easier to see who's replying to who, so that if you want to, you can join in to the relevant conversations. So, iOS users, if you have not opened your Twitter app today, you should be seeing these changes once you do. Looking to make about $20,000 on the side? Think you got what it takes to be a bug bounty hunter? Oh, Microsoft's hoping you will be. Yep, they're going to give you $20,000 if you can track down these bugs in the Xbox. Now, the particular aim of this bug bounty program is to find issues with Xbox Live's network and its services. And according to Microsoft, it will pay gamers and security researchers who report these problems will actually depend on the severity and the impact of the vulnerability. Aha! Little fine print there. The official statement from Microsoft reads as such. The Xbox Bounty Program invites gamers, security researchers, and others around the world to help identify security vulnerabilities in the Xbox Live network and services. Qualified submissions are eligible for bounty rewards of $500 all the way up to $20,000. And finally, boy, we take a lot of pictures every month, don't we? Most of the time, we never go back and look at them. Well, Google's hoping to change your view on that by making you spend some money. Yep, get ready for a new monthly service from Google that will actually send prints of your best photos you take every month, all for the wonderful price of $7.99. Now, if you decide you need a photo that's actually printed on a piece of paper, those that are registered in the monthly subscription will receive prints of their 10 best photos every month for this price. But if you think you're going to be selecting those photos, Google will actually select the 10 best photos from your last 30 days of photo capturing. However, though, you will be able to choose out of three themes for your monthly prints. People and pets, landscapes, or the last one, a little bit of everything. Now, from what we can tell, this Google Photos monthly subscription service, yeah, it's going to be U.S. only, and it is definitely in its testing phase right now. In fact, you're actually going to have to be one of the chosen few that says at the top of your thing that you're invited for the monthly photo prints trial. Meaning, yeah, this is not going to be available for everybody, but they're still going to charge you for it nonetheless. Guess Google's trying to cut back on expenses this year. Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. That is where all the BTN podcasts live over there. Plus, you can check out our blog that's being constantly updated over there and so much more techie goodness going on. And it's all made possible by those fine folks over at TSO Host. They pick up all the bandwidth and hosting for us here at the British Tech Network. Great customer service, fantastic web hosting. If you're looking for some reliable service today, give them a try. TSOhost.com. Check us out, too, on Twitter, give us a follow there at British Tech, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. We'll be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.